Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, that's us. We're Mike and Stu.
Well, good morning. Yes, it is us. It is us.
Yeah, we're Mike and Stu with the Sip and Chew.
Another beautiful Sunday morning.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty one out there. I just wonder how hot it's going to get today.
Still,
yeah.
If you got to cut grass, get on it right now.
Yeah.
Another hour.
Oh, darn, I got to do a radio show. I guess I'll have to wait till next week.
Darn I guess it. So.
Darn it. So.
That's a pretty good excuse, actually.
Yep. In our book, it is. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. Good Sunday
morning.
This is the football season starts this month.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the month, but I'm just so excited. I'm giddy.
What are we about 4 weeks away?
Yeah, giddy less than.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 28th maybe is the first game.
Yeah. Now preseason starts Friday night.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then.
Well, they had one preseason.
Yeah, what game
already?
Was that?
Hall of Fame game.
I didn't watch it.
Was that the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, because they had the Hall of Fame inductions yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see who was in it. What's on your tailgate menu this year? Got anything you're looking to whip out for those intense Alabama rivalry games?
You know, I've never tailgated.
Y'all need
ever.
To do a tailgate.
I'm hung out at some.
We do.
We did one a long time ago.
I think University of Southern Mississippi needs to invite us over to Hattiesburg for a game, don't you?
It could probably be arranged.
I was just thinking about that this weekend with it coming up. Just because you're an Alabama fan or an Auburn fan doesn't mean you can't go see some of these other schools.
Yeah.
College football is a wonderful atmosphere, regardless of whether it's your team or not. I've had the good fortune of living in Nashville and going to several Vanderbilt games, which I know is not the same level as the rest of the conference, but I still had a blast. Mm-hmm. You still had that energy. I've been to games over in Hattiesburg at Southern Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you right now, nothing else, the halftime show is going to blow you away because Southern Mississippi's band has been the best in college in this country for decades.
And I love going to homecoming.
They are to marching band what Alabama is to football, what Kentucky is
better
to basketball.
Better than Alabama A&M?
Yeah.
Man, they could put on some good shows at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and those are all fantastic bands, but the yeah. pinnacle is Southern Mississippi, the Golden Eagles. It's 45 minutes to an hour drive, folks, and you could be at a real college game, real college atmosphere. When I went, we saw them play Oklahoma State from the little Big 12.
Well, we'll get to see it next year.
One thing I like about homecoming, and I'm a graduate of Southern Miss, I don't really want to publicize the year. Because if I think about it too hard, I'm going to go back home and take a nap.
Did it start with an 18?
No.
Then you're doing pretty
good. It definitely started with a 19.
Then you're doing all right.
But it was close. But what I do like about homecoming is that they have the Dixie Darlings out there on the field.
Legendary dance team, yeah.
Yeah, but they bring back the ones from the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, and last time we went, there were still a few ladies that could still kick from the 50s.
That's awesome.
Well, I was there several years ago, and they were honoring Brett Favre and Ray Guy and a bunch of other people who had went on to the NFL and made it big. They were all there that day.
Ray Guy was phenomenal. He, at practice, he used to kick a football over the west side of the stadium. And then when he went to the bowl games in New Orleans at the Dome, they made him quit hitting
video screen
projectors up on the top of the stadium.
Well, my college roommate at Perkinston went on to get his bachelor's degree at Southern Mississippi in music.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, he and his band are playing at Patches Friday night. It's their first Alabama performance. Crow Night is the name of the band.
Oh, okay.
But he joins the alumni band every year.
Yeah.
For homecoming, goes up there and plays in the alumni band.
What does he play? Do you know a right hand?
Tuba.
Okay.
Tuba in marching band, tuba in symphonic band, string bass in symphony and in choir, he sang bass. And in rock bands, he plays electric bass guitar. He's all about the bass.
I was going to say all that about same the thing. Bass.
Anyway. But yeah, he's going to be at Patches, which, you know, brings this whole discussion full circle. With my college roommate coming to town, we're going to Patches Friday night.
You know, Jimmy Buffett did the same thing.
He went to Patches and played?
No, he went to Perkinson for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then he graduated 4 years behind me from Southern Miss. And an interesting story from one of his books, there's a little bar downtown that he used to go down and play music.
It was Admiral's Corner.
Well, I thought at first I thought it was the Hub, which is where we used to hang out. But then he said, no, there was a back room, and the veterans would get together back there from the Vietnam group. And it was his joy to have to go back there and ask him if he could turn off their jukebox so he could do his set, you know. And somehow or other, he managed diplomatically to get that done.
You do what you got to do.
That's right. Play that music.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't been to Patches in a while. So.
Yeah. So, so it's this Friday night, and the band's called Crow Night. They're playing hits from the 90s mostly.
Oh, cool.
And I have a female lead singer, so it's not like it's all screaming hard rock from the 90s. Did some Cranberries, some Evanescence on their playlist. And just, you know, it's going to be the tail end of last night. Heather and I went to the listening room.
Right.
Which, my first time going there, great space.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely loved it. My niece and her husband and brother-in-law were playing, Heather and the Monkey King. Fantastic show, Mike.
Wow.
Just fantastic. They did a Lounge Lizard version, a jazz version of Rio by Duran Duran.
I bet that was good.
Yeah, it is good.
What did you post on Facebook? Or was that your brother?
That was my brother. Okay. It was just them doing live.
Okay.
Yeah, that was them. That was Heather and the Monkey King.
Yeah.
And then the two brothers are going to be back in about a month. They have an act together called Professor Hill's Think Tank or Think Academy. It's a long name.
That's a, you know,
and they, it's just the two of them on acoustic guitars.
So many venues out downtown. Yeah. And you got the Cedar Street Social Club. You know,
and I haven't been by there yet either.
Yeah, you can become a member of that, and it's a back door place. You got to know where the back door is to get into it.
Yeah,
and it's so many cool little places.
Speakeasy,
yeah,
almost.
Something like that.
Almost.
But don't be speaking while the band's playing.
And it's the same way with the listening room, and they make that Jim makes that announcement at the beginning: is this is a true listening room.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is for you to be quiet and listen to them.
And folks,
which is how it should, at a bar is a different thing.
I go to several places to listen to music, and there will be a table of people just laughing and screaming and hollering, and you're trying to listen to really good musicians. Now, they're paying their money to go there, and they're eating dinner, and they're paying. They can talk if they want to.
And if it's a bar setting, you understand that. People are there to talk, to be communal. But so, which is why it's great to have someplace like the listening room and these other venues that we've got that are solely about the music so that these artists can be the focus and the spotlight because they all work very hard. They all have talents that most people do not have.
Yeah.
So let's sit back and enjoy what they have.
Some people narcissistically feel like they ought to be able to do whatever they want to do, regardless of the fact that 95% of the room came to hear the
music.
Well,
go outside in the parking lot and talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't disrupt everybody else. Folks, we're talking a lot about music. We're talking about music right now because we've had a renaissance going on with great music in this area for a while.
And art things coming up downtown, popping up everywhere.
And the restaurants.
And St. Louis Street is just really developing and
It's coming along.
Yeah, it's good. And then we spent the day in Fairhope yesterday. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Stu, the listening room, do they sometimes have non-musical programs like people come to read poetry? Or
I don't know, but I bet if you suggested that to Jim, he would probably jump all over it. It's called a poetry slam these days.
Oh, Charlie. Is it?
Yeah.
A slam?
Yeah, a poetry slam.
And does everybody snap their fingers instead of clap their hands?
No, that's the jazz era. You're thinking of the beatniks with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's just like they sit there and they do their thing, and if it's funny, you laugh, and if it's poignant, you clap.
Laughing is permitted.
Yeah. But yeah, I used to go to some jazz readings up in Nashville, and they and the name Poetry Slam came in the 90s because they were trying to integrate it with some of the rappers.
Yeah.
Rappists.
To appeal to younger people.
Yeah. Well, because rap really is just an extension of poetry more than it's an extension of music. It's still a creative art form.
Sure it is.
Yeah. All right, folks, 343-0106. We'll get back. We're going to talk about Fairhope, where we ate, and there's no telling what we'll talk about.
A couple things like that.
Yeah.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
What's up, Rob? The Irish Pub and Grill. You're listening to Pink Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, Rob. Oh, Rob and Lucky.
So,
tell me, what you got? What's on your mind?
Mind you tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, Heather and I ventured over to Fairhope yesterday. I finally got a weekend off.
Mm-hmm.
First one probably.
How did that happen?
How'd you like it?
I'll tell you how it happened, Charlie. I got a new job.
Oh, well, are you at liberty to tell us about it?
Yeah, that's why we went to Fairhope yesterday. We went a little incognito to the Fairhope Market.
Uh-huh.
And just to check things out. And I wasn't incognito for very long because half of the service staff at the hot bar used to work for me at Bellacera Gardens. But I am joining Chris Sherrill's staff at the Fairhope Market as sous chef. I'll be
awesome.
Overseeing the gourmet hot bar. And we're going to do some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some homey things, but it's Fairhope, so we can have some fun. We have full creative license.
Woo-hoo.
And I am really looking forward to it. It was my first time seeing the market, and you've been before.
A couple times.
It is stunning.
It's a beautiful place.
It, we just kind of did the whole Fairhope thing that day. You know, I went over to ride at that, and then we were, like I said, we were heading to the listening room in downtown Mobile, but we had time to kill. So I said, how about I buy you a beer from Fairhope Brewing? You've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and got our table and did our little Fairhope couple thing where we sit there at our table and drink our craft beer. And then we took the long way back along the bay to get me
out. Yeah.
Yeah. And
took the long way home.
I'm a Fairhope kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a Fairhope kind of guy, don't you?
That's fair.
Yeah.
For the people who don't live in Fairhope, where is the market?
Oh, man, you can't miss it. It's right on Greeno Road.
Yeah.
Which is Highway 98?
Yep. Right there. And just a beautiful market. And it kind of reminds me, and I don't know if you've been in one, but a Trader Joe's in feel. It's very open. It's one big open room. And the aisles, Charlie, aren't so tall that you can't see over them.
Okay.
So if there's someone shopping on the other aisle, you can have a conversation with them. The aisles are low enough, more like a convenience store.
Yeah.
It gives it a much more open feel. It's mm-hmm. not claustrophobic. It seems like there's tons of room everywhere. Yeah.
Okay, so what's for sale there primarily? Is it fresh produce?
Local produce.
Okay.
Locally harvested seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Locally raised beef and chicken and pork, including my friend, did you see the dry aged pork chop?
I did not.
Oh, I can see that hitting our grill fairly soon.
Now, so is there a portion of this that is the restaurant?
Oh, it's not a restaurant. It's a grocery store. It just has a hot bar. You know, like you see at most grocery stores?
Uh-huh.
Only this is just a serious hot bar. The kitchen is open. You get to see where they do the work.
Okay.
And then on the other side, they have a pastry and bakery shop that looked incredible. And they have some little spinach breakfast pastries that I can see going down my throat every morning.
But I do enjoy this. There's not table and chairs there?
Not specifically, no.
Yeah.
It's more geared towards to-go.
So you can come into the market and buy you a nice meal and take it with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's plans for more development. I get to learn more on Monday when I go over there. But
well, congratulations on
the new
job. Thank
you. It is a wonderful opportunity. It's something that Chris and I have been talking about. It's more of a quality of life thing, and that's something that is missing from the restaurant industry. And, you know, there's many factors that go into it. Chiefly, the American public doesn't want to pay as much to eat out as it should cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, there's no quality of life for people that work in this industry. You're always at work when everyone else is off. You don't make nearly as much money because everyone thinks dinner out should cost $10.
Where? You know?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. That's all I ever hear. Where can I go to get dinner for $10? Home. That's where you can go.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's a big thing that is affecting this industry right now. You've got chefs leaving the restaurant industry in droves now because they don't ever see their wife and their kids. You know, and now that I have, you know, someone, I like to see her.
Mm-hmm.
I like to spend time with her. And you just don't get to do that in the restaurant.
Not in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
Not unless y'all work together.
Yeah.
Then you know, creates a whole another set of problems there.
Right. And, you know, I retired from the wedding industry in December and just done some consulting, you know, and I was helping out at Sim's House of Pizza, which was a wonderful experience getting to work with Chris Brill and his staff. I mean, it's fantastic pizza, and I cannot wait to get it out of my system so that I can go back. Because the first thing Heather said was, "Oh, good, we could put Sim's House of Pizza back on the date night list." they have a calzone there called the Carmella. It's actually a pizza. It's a vegetarian pizza. They'll turn any specialty pizza into a calzone. That vegetarian pizza turned into a calzone is one of the best things you can eat in Mobile County.
Wow.
It is fantastic. It's sun-dried tomatoes and artichokes and spinach and feta cheese and garlic, fresh garlic mixed into it. And, of course, plenty of ricotta because it's a calzone. It is just terrific.
Huh.
And that crust. And, you know, he learned the crust from his dad who owned Giannino's and downtown and midtown and now owns the ones over in Baldwin County. His dad's place in Fort Morgan is blowing the doors probably off of any other pizza place because it's the only restaurant on that end of the peninsula. There's no gas on that end of the peninsula, so he's got all electric ovens and stuff.
You got
another pizza place?
No, it's not another pizza place.
Yeah, this is he does nothing but to go.
I think it's Tacky Jacks.
You got Tacky Jacks on down at the end, but I mean, this pizza is phenomenal, so I can't wait to get it out of my system so I can go back and eat some.
It's hard to find.
My heart just skipped a beat. John is calling early.
Yeah.
And he's calling, period.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, he said last week he was working on something that was going to keep him from being able to call.
Oh, yeah.
John, what was the project last Sunday? I'm trying to remember what it was.
You get me sidetracked because I was talking to Craig Sherrill about this yesterday. I went up to the Farrell Market, and my gosh, I'll get back to what I was creating. That fried chicken is phenomenal.
Chris's fried chicken?
I went, and
who's ever cooked the fried chicken and the pork tenderloin, man, it was great.
I went, John, great. Because of your post and the next day, and he said, we only do fried chicken on Thursdays.
Yeah, so, it's going to be a different theme each day on the hot
pot. Yeah. Well, I told my sister-in-law about it. She works over at the courthouse around the corner, and she tried it, liked it. She's going to get others to go over there, so maybe they'll have a pretty good business going.
Yep. It's a beautiful space, isn't it, John?
Last week was a cross between a gumbo and chili. I made a chili with no meat and added in scallops, shrimp, crab meat, and oysters. And brought all that together with a chili flavor to it.
Yep.
And didn't get too far away from the seafood where you could still taste the seafood.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to try my Creole white chili one day. Maybe we'll run it at the market.
No.
It was a staple at Bella Sara. It was our most popular soup. And it's just a white chili, but instead of chicken, I use blackened shrimp, and I slip a little Hall's Andouille sausage in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, so it's distinctly chili-like because there's chili powder and cumin. It's distinctly Creole because I finish it with a little heavy cream, and you've got blackening seasoning going through it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of on the – in fact, I had a lady at a chili cook-off tell me that it was the happy marriage between gumbo and chili.
Well, was it too – do you have a strong, overwhelming chili flavor?
No, it's balanced just right between the chili, and that's why the white chili is best for that,
because you get to finish with that cream. Because you don't want to cover up your seafood.
Nope. When you blacken them, it's hard to cover them up. And what happens when you blacken the shrimp and then add it to it, John, is all the blackening comes off and flavors the chili. So that shrimp flavor,
I see that happening.
It carries the shrimp flavor all the way through the chili. So I don't mind the crust coming off once it gets in there because it just flavors the chili so well.
Yeah, especially when you paid that much for shrimp, of course. Mm-hmm. That's the way to go.
Yeah, and then that Hall's on Dewey sausage finishes it off perfect.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure it does. Let me tell y'all about where I went first part of the month. I've been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you're going to appreciate this. Went up to Perdido Vineyards.
Yeah.
Man, he has increased his line, apparently.
A good bit.
That I don't remember seeing before.
Yeah, a good bit.
Yeah, and delicious. We sent so much of it back to Texas. It was probably illegal what we sent back.
Hey, well, bootlegging is part of our culture here in the South.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The American way.
Are you saying you didn't pay the tax stamp?
Oh, I didn't because I wasn't going to Texas. Not this trip. That's going to be up to my sister in the state of Texas and every other state she crossed.
Yeah. Well, you going to come in and see me when I start?
When is this going to happen?
Tomorrow. I don't know what time yet. So, Chris, if you could text me my starting time tomorrow, I would appreciate it.
It'll probably be around 10.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I'm trying to make it because I'm doing the home health care thing and during the morning, and I don't have any relief until 1:30 or so, 2 o'clock is when I get relief. So I'm pretty well tied up first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of limits where I can go, what I can do. You know, a lot of people have to come to me.
Yeah.
But I went up there a few times, and I was really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different concept.
Yeah.
But it's, and I was saying to Chris, I said, you need some good deli meat in here. I mean, a good, not a high price, but a good deli meat.
Something a little more than boar's head.
Well,
there
is nothing more than boar's head. That's the
pinnacle. A couple other labels out there.
Yeah, there are some that are comparable, but I mean, there's nothing better than that's pretty much top of the line, unless you get a couple old salty dogs in there, like me and Chris Sherrill, and we just decide to roast our own turkey and roast our own meat.
That's what I told
and do
Chris.
Our own ham.
Your
that
own roast beef, your own pastrami.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a good hot pastrami sandwich.
Yeah. Keep it nice and simple.
Y'all trying to be like Billy Stitt?
I would love to be like Billy Stitt. He's an idol to American youth.
Yeah. But good pastrami is hard to find.
Yeah.
It really is.
I like lingua.
I love lingua.
Some good lingua.
Yeah, but you're not going to find that in regular deli. Most people aren't going to want cow tongue. All right, John, we got a commercial break, brother.
Okay.
It sure is good hearing from you.
All right, probe along, guys.
Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Speaking of Billy. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you what.
Tell me what, Mike. Tell me.
You talking about a good sandwich. Now, here's the thing. You know, we were walking in together this morning because you got here on time.
No, and I got here early.
yeah, you got here early. That's right.
I'm on time every week because it's before the show starts.
And I told you about, you know, we were discussing a matter, but I told you about hamburgers and how important it is the bread.
It's crucial.
Goes with the burger or
second most
or
important
even hot dog
element. Yeah.
Even hot dogs, buns. The right bun, the right texture bun.
It's the second most important
element. Same thing with sandwiches and and po' boys, and you gotta have the right bread. Okay.
Right.
But you just can't just we'll just do this and put this on there and toast it and whatever, squash it on the panini bread. No, you got to have the right bread. Mm-hmm. And by God, at Old 27 Grill, he's thought it out, and he's got the right bread.
Yeah.
Even on his hot dogs, he's got the right bread. But I'm going to tell you, that pork belly sandwich of his, good God. And those homemade fries or chips, homemade chips.
Well, now that I'm working in Fairhope, I can get over and try that. And there's a lot of places because I've never tried Bill's place.
Mm-hmm.
I've had his bacon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to getting over to visit Wade Price and the folks at Serial Killer.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed my meal immensely that day I ate there.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll get to swing by and see Patty Clark at Warehouse Bakery. I'm a Fairhope kind of guy. I'm probably better suited for living in Sims because I'm a little more country than the folks in Fairhope. But I'm a Fairhope kind of guy, the sensibilities. And we were just sitting there, and we had such a great day everywhere in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what does this remind you of? California, and it's got a little of that California
Rodeo
vibe.
Drive.
Well, I would say more Northern California,
Hillsborough, something like that,
or Santa Barbara, somewhere in the San Francisco area. Carmel by the Sea, I think, is the model that Fairhope was looking at.
Yeah,
and that many cities.
That's what it's
in
called. That's what it's called.
Right, and it is just such a great vibe over there. I am really looking forward.
There's a lot to do over there, and it's so quiet, quaint, and I love Fairhope, but it's too quiet.
And I take where I live, Sims, as an example. Saraland, where I've worked, is an example. Folks, if you're going to incorporate your little community into a city, build a square first. Build a walkable downtown and then call yourself a city. Everything in Sims is on Moffett Road, Highway 98, where traffic's whizzing by at 50 miles an hour.
That's it.
And it's not quaint. It's not homey. It doesn't feel like a city. It feels like a spot on the road.
You could have said the same thing about Wilmer back in the day.
Yeah. And Wilmer actually is a walkable downtown, although it's not a city anymore. You know,
not
the
much
state
of a
is
downtown.
All,
but you know, When I used to be a drug salesman.
Yeah.
When I sold drugs, I used to travel the Southeast, and I went to all these little small towns, and every one of them had a square with a courthouse in the middle. And I used to take pictures of all the courthouses and all that. But those
Baymanette has a wonderful square.
Oh,
perfect example.
Yeah.
It is. And there's a lot of that. Monroeville.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to love to go hang out. Instead of going to eat lunch, I'd go hang out at the courthouse and look at all the names in the book where they're from. Because people sign the book at the courthouse. And there's people from all over the world.
Checking out the country girls walking
by. If you don't have that walkable downtown, you're never going to have that sense of community.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to feel like a bunch of people in an apartment complex. We all live close together. Technically, we're neighbors. I don't know who anybody is, and it changes every 6 months.
And don't want to know.
Right. With that walkable, and Sims has the kind of community where if we had it, everyone would get together. You know, and I'm sure Saraland would be the same way. But then you go to Chickasaw; they've got wonderful places to walk. You know, for the community to come together, and Satsuma has the wonderful park there.
They have some history there too, in Chickasaw.
Oh, in Chickasaw, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But Pritchard, I mean, growing up in Pritchard, like I did, we had a great downtown.
But
at one time,
Wilson,
we had in the park and. Yeah. They need to really work toward bringing that back.
Yeah.
Jimmy Gardner.
There are parts of Pritchard today that are just beautiful neighborhoods.
They are.
And there are good people that live in that town. And I think the great jazz musician here in town, Joe Lewis, he's legendary for introducing me to that part of Pritchard. Because when I first moved back from Nashville, I played in his big band for a Christmas event when I was still playing trombone. and went to his church for a rehearsal, went to his house. And this is by Vicar High School. And, you know, I'm just looking around and, yeah, this is what I'm used to from Pritchard. I turn a street and it's just this beautiful Brady Bunch setting.
Mm-hmm.
It was just absolutely great. And all of these communities develop that.
Mm-hmm.
Put your business center around that, your shops, your restaurants.
And, of course, the park was right up against Wilson Avenue downtown.
Right.
The park was the center of the whole town.
And, right.
But loved our main street when I lived there.
Yeah.
And it was just a cool little town to live in. And, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, they used to breed racehorses in Pritchard.
Really?
They used to breed and train racehorses. And Taxman just put up here a cattle trail town.
Not cities, cattle trail town.
They had the Hayes Davis stockyard there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they made, you know, they brought the cattle down.
Hayes Davis made sausage here for a long time.
And brought pigs in. And you could hear the humane way of that they killed the animals, which was a gun, a rifle. But and I'm just terrified as a small kid about that. But that's what builds communities. And, and like, I live downtown. Great walkable downtown.
Right. And Mobile
and
is
so much
is a good walkable city and is becoming a better walkable city. But, you know, on the topic of Sims, we got a new restaurant.
I saw that.
And I have – okay, so I'm working with Chris, and he talks to Brandon Van Hook, you know, that owns Brick Pit 2.
Yeah.
And Brandon goes, hey, did you hear where the Mexican restaurant went out? It was going in a Italian restaurant? Hickory Pit, too. Thank you. And I was so sure I'd gotten it right that time. He goes, hey, Chris, I hate to tell you, but health inspector told me the new restaurant going in is Italian. So the health inspector comes by Chris's and he goes, I hear we got an Italian restaurant going in. She goes, not Italian, a Thai restaurant. Thai restaurant in Sims, Alabama.
Who would have ever guessed?
Oh, my gosh. And I had been to the Mexican restaurant that was there before, and it was one of questionable cleanliness.
Yeah.
A lot of why it's not still there. Mm-hmm. It did not have a good reputation. The folks that have taken over the spot have – well, they knocked a wall out and took over another suite too.
Mm-hmm.
Just gorgeous, sleek, modern-looking, different shades of gray with this blue light that just makes you feel you're at Disney World or someplace special.
Yeah.
But they have the curries that I love from Thailand. They have the pho and other noodle soups from all over Asia that Heather loves. And the pho she got, most places we have, the broth is built on beef.
Yeah.
And Charlie, if you've never had pho, it is strictly about the broth. It is very intensely flavored, fantastic. Then you can tweak it yourself with all these herbs and other stuff that they give you on the side. But this one was chicken.
It's called pho?
Yeah, P-H-O, pho.
Oh, okay.
And it was chicken-based, which neither one of us had had before. Unbelievable. My pineapple curry, which is the perfect dish for you. This
got
this
pineapple.
Is the Asian cuisine for you because it's a coconut curry.
Mm-hmm.
It's got pineapple in it, some vegetables, whatever meat you want to throw in there, and then tons of noodles to fill you up, or rice. And in my case, I went with the rice. And if you want, dude, it's an Asian restaurant. They got a soft-boiled egg, so you can have your pineapple and your egg, maybe get a little pork belly. It's everything you want on a burger in a bowl with some rice.
You know, folks, we're talking about Sims, and not only Sims, but Saraland. Those two areas are Mobile County.
Fastest growing.
So fast. Mm-hmm. And what comes with people? Restaurants.
Yeah. And restaurants. I want more local restaurants, not more
absolutely
chain.
Local.
Sims has way too many chain restaurants.
But it looks like they're getting their share of
we've got a sushi bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's good sushi bar. And then they do teppanyaki, which is what other people call hibachi. But
all right, we got one more break.
Yeah, and as we go to break, I want to issue you guys an apology.
Oh, no, what did we do wrong?
I didn't ask permission in advance.
What?
But I just need me some peat fountain really bad.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
so I snuck in this piece of break music.
Let's go.
Licorice stick? Oh, no.
It just fits this Sunday morning.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
What up, Mobile? This is Big Daddy Dwayne Thompson with Big Daddy Bomb Barbecue Sauce. I'm on Sip and Shoot.
Yes, he is Big Daddy Barbecue Sauce up in North Alabama. And hey, he is a big daddy.
You said something, you might be getting a kitten.
Yeah.
I've got one.
And, yeah.
Name him Jude.
We're going to name ours much better than you. One syllable is not right for a cat.
Well, I've read that cats.
Well, his name is Hey Jude.
That's just.
In cat world, they have their own secret names.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the TSL. You know about that. Each cat has three names. Yeah.
Well, but.
The name humans give it, the name they know each other by, and then the name only they know.
Well, I need to know how to spell the word. Is anybody out there, if you could text us in?
I'm sure there's an Inya. There's an Inya in that.
343-0106. Text in how you spell.
And see, my wife and I have a disagreement about this. She named our cat that inherited, that adopted us, Lulu. The cat never responds
to that. Well, they don't answer anything anyway. But
well, I can just say, listen, and now shake this little bag of dry cat food, and boy, she's right there.
Jude seems to answer pretty well. He doesn't answer, but he reacts to the word when I do that. So,
do you know what is really good for cats that they do respond to well, as opposed to ant is do that hiss like a cat?
Another
cat
would in his face.
Yeah, he'll whoever invented spray flea powder for cats ought to be. Slapped.
Or given a medal. That sounds like fun.
But anyway.
You hit that button and they go berserk.
Anyway, we went to, the other night was Lou Ann's daughter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Pizzeria Delfina because everybody
wanted to Can I real quickly, before you finish this, I forgot to say the name of the restaurant in Sims. It's called Sabai.
Sabai.
The sign looks like Saban because of the font they chose. So I think they're going to do okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Alabama fans go, heck yeah, I'm going to go get me some
orange and blue on
I'm going to go have Coach Saban cook me some noodles. It's Sabai. Go ahead, okay. Pizzeria Delfina.
But anyway,
Richie's place.
We had a great meal the other night, and there was a big party out on the sidewalk. Thursday night was just a great night to sit outside and enjoy dining. It was not hot. It was just perfect weather.
A little bit of a breeze blowing.
Nice little breeze. In downtown between the buildings, there's always a good breeze. And I looked across the street. Of course, I went there to have a few drinks before I went to Richie's place.
To have a few more drinks.
But I went to Squid Ink.
Yes.
And they were busy. They were doing well.
He can't hire enough people right now. People are getting scared of the kitchen. It's a similar problem. Because they're so busy. It's a similar problem that he's always had at his Fairhope Panini Pizza. It's so busy. And, you know, I had one of the Cullinard students graduated, worked for Pete one day, and quit. So it was just too much volume.
Wow.
And he said, don't worry about it. He said, I have 10 and 15-year-old vets that come in here and get scared off after the first
day. Wow.
So it's a lot of volume going on. And they're having to build that crew and see who can hang and who can't. And I know he'll get it done because he got it done at Panini Pete's. Got it done.
When that winnowing is done, it's going to be a killer crew back there.
Somebody just spelt in E-H-H-N-T.
Yeah, I can hear the HT on the end.
Anyway, thank you, whoever that was. But
probing the intellectual depths on a Sunday morning.
Must be Canadian.
You know, I looked at that. What you posted on Facebook for that restaurant, that Thai restaurant out there.
Yeah.
And how do you say it again?
Sabai.
Sabai. I have to go out there because it
smells Saban.
Really good. The sign looks like it because of the font they chose. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go there. I'm sure it's pronounced Saban. And then when I got there, I went, oh, Sabai. Okay, A-I, not A-N, but it's a real curly I, and it makes it look like an N. When you're down there. They were doing a soft opening the last 3 weeks.
Is
just if somebody wandered in, great.
But it looks like a great restaurant.
Beautiful restaurant. We got to go to the phones immediately, Charlie. We have a big star on here.
Time for the rebuttal.
Straight from the mess lords.
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
what's up with you, Pete?
We gonna be there this morning.
Oh, it's gonna be rocking and rolling.
So, how many chefs have you been through?
Oh man, we're doing great over there. The crew is doing phenomenal.
Yeah,
we really got a good team. I mean, we brought our chef and our sous chef are from Sunset. We got a good core. We got a few guys that came over as well. I mean, it's neat now having several restaurants. We got a good base and people move around.
Good. Yeah, that's helpful building a crew at the beginning.
And a variety of restaurants.
You're calling our student, you're talking about, she didn't quit after one day. We had a meeting. We decided that the individual was probably not quite ready yet.
Yeah.
It wasn't like running out.
Right, and after she got some seasoning up in North Carolina, she came
badass.
Back tough.
Badass.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I've heard some of the other people at restaurants up and down Dolphin Street. They're scared of the volume you're doing.
No,
the kitchen
scared.
People are like, oh my gosh.
We're all good. I'm happy. It was a good move, and the food's fun. It's a good time. And
it's really a tight
kitchen, but they're kicking it out, man.
Yeah,
they're kicking it out.
Yeah, don't need a lot of space. You just need a good team and some choreography. Hey, Charlie had a question about Squid Ink, and he wanted to know, do you have anything on the menu that a normal person who eats at Fern Bars would feel comfortable eating?
Yeah, just a recommendation for a first-time visitor.
You know, the burgers are fabulous.
Yeah.
And they're all really good, really solid, we have a basic burger, but you can also, we play with our Mobile French, British, and Spanish heritage with some different flavors. Salads, we have a good basic green salad.
Mm-hmm.
The cauliflower, avocado toast. Mm-hmm. We have a Mob Town hot chicken and kind of a fried pork chop sandwich. So it's not intimidating at all. It's just good,
fun,
straightforward, delicious, well-seasoned food.
Yeah, it's...
Nighttime gets a little stranger.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. And
in general, I'm just following suit.
Yeah, the food is adventurous, but in a mature approach. It's a well-seasoned approach. It's not like a lot of the young guns do, and I was guilty of this when I was younger, of seeing something on Food Network or Iron Chef from Japan or something, going, I got to force that onto my menu. It's more, we're using this because this fits what we want to do, not because we saw it in a magazine and we want to put it on our menu. It's very well thought through, your menu.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you. Like you said in your little blurb, it's grown up bar food, and I really think it is. It's just good flavorful stuff and tying in some of the history of Mobile to make it all work.
Well, your happy hour margaritas are for grown ups for sure.
Coming from you?
I had two of them and I was ready. I was done.
The margarita maestro of Mobile.
All right, Pete. Well, we're up against the end of the show, buddy. We got to wrap it up. Man, we're so glad you called.
Thank you, man.
And we'll see you in a little bit for some banana nut beignets.
Provolone.
All right, buddy. Provolone. Well, Steve, we got to go, man.
Yeah.
It's that time.
We got to turn it over to Bill Finch. He's actually in house today.
Next Sunday, I'll be another year older.
Oh,
so, I'm a Leo. So.
79.
Oh, no, wait.
Okay.
I'm not Charlie's age. All right, folks. Support local, be local, buy local. Provolone, Stu.
Provolone.
Provolone. Sunflower seed, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.